Bay Pee-wee had gone to the Renaissance Fair, and at the Renaissance Fair he had found a bubble blower. Now this wasn't just a plain bubble blower, it was like on a long stick, and at the end of it, it had like a clover shape, like a four-leaf clover, you know what I mean? And when he had a whole pan full of soap, and I guess glycerin he used, and when he dipped the wand, I guess you would call it, in there, and waved it, these huge bubbles, sausage-shaped bubbles would come out. And they would float up and then pop when Ruff, or I mean his dog, Tuff and Muff bit him. "That's great," said Gypsy Dave. "What great bubbles." "I'll say," said Baby Pee-wee. "Now watch this." He brought down the fan out of the attic and plugged it in. The fan would put forth a powerful blast, and when Baby Pee-wee held the bubble maker in front of it, it blew bubbles that must have been 4 feet high. 4 feet in diameter, 5 feet in diameter. They were big old bubbles. "Now, Dan, you stand in front of the bubble machine here," said Baby Pee-wee, "and let's see if we can blow one around you." "Okay, Dan." Just then, they heard a strange noise on the other end of the yard. It sounded like gablick, 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 and they went all to look and see what it was. They didn't see anything, but when they came back, they noticed a couple of broom, like straws out of a broom, laying on the ground. "Hey, I wonder what these are from," said
that
Gypsy
must
Dave.
"Be from Daddy Ruff and Dusty Buster."
"Nah," said Baby Pee-wee. "Dusty Buster hasn't been in these parts for weeks. I guess Roby must have just been sweeping and swept out here. Well, come on. Let's do what we were going to do. And Dan, you stand in front there, and I'll blow this bubble right around you." "Okay," said Dan. Baby Pee-wee held the wand with the soap on it and blew a large bubble. And oh, it was pretty iridescent colors. It flashed in the sun with purples and pinks floating around on it the way bubbles do. It blew right around Dan. And then, to everyone's surprise, it sort of lifted Dan off the ground and he started going up. "Wow," said Dan, "this is cool." "I'll say," said Baby Pee-wee.
"I'm going to try to break this bubble."
"You blow one around me too," said Gypsy Dave. So Gypsy Dave stood there, and Dan and Baby Pee-wee blew one around him. Whoosh, out came the bubble. It encompassed Gypsy Dave all around, and up in the air he went. "Cool," said Gypsy Dave. He laid down on the side of the bubble. It didn't break. He bounced around from side to side. "Look at this, Dan. It's like being at it's like being out at American Adventures in that big place, or like on a trampoline." "Yeah," said Dan, and they were bouncing around and turning upside down. Baby Pee-wee said, "Wait a minute, guys, I'm coming too." He dipped the bubble wand in the bubble sauce, and he stuck it in the ground right in front of the fan so it would blow one for him. And sure enough, it blew out, and then he was in one too, and up they went. They tried to aim at each other and bump off. And they would bounce around and stuff, and then all of a sudden it occurred to Baby Pee-wee, "Wait a minute, why aren't these bubbles popping? All the other bubbles popped right away." "Yeah," said Gypsy Dave, "it is kind of funny. Hey, you know, we're getting a little bit high here." They looked and they were already halfway up the trees and almost as high as the garage. "Hmm," said Baby Pee-wee, "maybe we better try to get down. Anybody got a knife?" "Well, I got my pocket knife here," said Gypsy Dave. "I'll pop mine, but that's kind of a long way to fall." "Yeah, you're right. Why don't you push it over, see if you can bump it over till you're over those leaves over there by the garage." "Okay," said Gypsy Dave. So he bumped over, and he was over by the leaves, and then he said, "All right, bombs away." And he poked the thing, and nothing happened. He poked it again, and he looked at his knife blade, and it bent. "Whoa," said Gypsy Dave. "What did you put in this stuff anyway?" "Well, it's just soap and glycerin, liquid soap and glycerin," said Baby Pee-wee. "Like what, Dan?" said Baby Pee-wee. "I mean, it might be that the fan had something in it." "Well, I don't see how." "Wait a minute," said Baby Pee-wee. "Remember those broom straws that were on the ground? Why, you don't suppose that Dusta Busta put something in the soap powder, in the soap sauce, and now it made it impenetrable bubbles. And we're just flying off forever and never be able to come down.
I don't know about that, dearie.
They heard a voice come out from behind the tree, and there was Dusta Busta on her broom.
But I do think you'll get a nice ride. Try this.
And she went down. She flew her broom right up next to Dan's bubble, and she kicked it, and whoosh, the bubble took off. And then she kicked Baby Pee-wee's, whoosh, it took off. And she kicked Gypsy Day's, whoosh, and it took off. Oh, no, said Gypsy Day.
We're taking off rocket.
Where are we going? Well, you know how bubbles are. They're kind of like balloons. If you bounce them, they just keep on going. It's as if they were defying gravity. And then Dusta Busta said,
have a nice bath, a bubble bath, dearie.
And off she went. Well, Baby Pee-wee didn't know what she meant until he started feeling something wet around his feet. And then he noticed that the bubble was filling up with water. Oh my gosh, said Baby Pee-wee. Now I've got double troubles. I'm way high up in the air, and this thing's filling up with water. If I don't figure out how to get out and get my pals out.
And also you can't get out of the bubble.
Why, we'll be like goldfish in a bowl. The only difference is we can't breathe in the water. Yikes, said Dan.
And also, there's not a top to end to go out.
Well, Baby Pee-wee could see Dan and Gypsy Day, but they were way far away. I've got to think of something, said Baby Pee-wee, but I don't know what to do. First thing I need to do is get closer to those guys so I can help them, maybe. Let's see, how could I get closer to them? Then he thought, well, if I keep bumping in that direction, that's what Gypsy Dave did. So he bumped and bumped, and Gypsy Dave and Dan were bumping and bumping against the edge, and it pushed them closer and closer until they were back together again. Oh no, here comes Dusta Busta. I guess she's going to get us again. Hmm, said Baby Pee-wee. I've got to try something. Wait, I've got an idea. So he reached and grabbed the hilt of his magic sword, and he pulled it out of his pants, and he ripped his pants all the way. Oh no, I got that. He didn't rip his pants. Afraid so. It was an accident. Please disregard that on the tape. He pulled out his magic sword.
Please,
please disregard what I said about disregarding that.
Please.
No, this is getting much too complicated. Now, back to our story. So, Baby Pee-wee said, now wait a minute, I've got to think. We've got to do something before she gets here, but what? I got it, said Gypsy Dave. You know how that bubble came out of the fan? The fan blew the air into it, and it blew up the bubble, right? That's right, said Baby Pee-wee. Well, turn your magic sword into a reverse fan that sucks air out, and it'll suck all the air out, and the bubble will go away. But what if I go away with it, said Baby Pee-wee? Ah, you can't. You're bigger than the bubble. But the side of the bubble's impenetrable, said Gypsy Dave. Soften it up with one of your lightning bolts, I say, said Gypsy Dave. Great idea, said Baby Pee-wee. So
he exploded.
He pulled out one of his lightning bolts and he spat on the end.
Hurry up,
Baby Pee-wee's coming. Hurry up, Dusta Busta's coming fast. We gotta get out of here before she gets here. So Baby Pee-wee used the very end of a thunderbolt, and it was like the tip of a diamond drill. He wasn't making any headway. Here comes Dusta Busta. She's in it. Oh, look what she's got there. Great Scott, said Baby Pee-wee. It's some kind of spring or other on the end of her broom. She's going to run into us and boost us into outer space. Hurry, said Dan. He had made a little scratch in the side of the bubble. That ought to do it, said Baby Pee-wee. And so he turned his magic sword into a reverse flow fan with the magic words reverse flow fan. And he pushed the button marked on. He turned it on. It was reversing and pulling in all the air around him. He could barely breathe. The bubble was getting smaller and smaller. Baby Pee-wee was fighting and gasping for breath. Finally, he was able to crack it at the spot where the where he had made that little incision with the thunderbolt, and whoop, the bubble was gone. Baby Pee-wee grabbed at his magic sword, turned it back into his magic sword. Just then, Dusta Busta had come up. He grabbed at her broom and held on to it. Now the two of them were struggling over the broom, over control of the broom. Let go, said Gypsy, said Baby Pee-wee. You'll not hurt my friends.
Oh, get out of here, you little geek, she said. I'll show you.
And she took off her hat and she smacked him with it. Well, that hat had some kind of magic power because it knocked Baby Pee-wee off the broom and he started to tumble down. I gotta stake myself, he said. I'll turn my magic sword into some kind of glider wing. And he did. He turned it into a glider wing and he was gliding along and heading back up towards his two pals. The fight had knocked Dusta Busta down a ways, and Baby Pee-wee hurried up to where Gypsy Dave was. Quickly, he got up on top of the glider wing, and using his other thunderbolt, he turned it on super hot, fast, and he made an incision down the side of the bubble and opened it up. All the water poured out, and Gypsy Dave stepped onto the glider wing. Then they went over to Dan, same, opened it up, all the water poured out, and he stepped onto the glider wing. Hold on, boys, said Baby Pee-wee. And he turned it into dive. They were heading down. Dusta Busta was coming right after him.
Why, you little geek, she said. I'll fix you.
And she had some kind of gun on the front of her broom. That's strange, said Baby Pee-wee. I've never known a witch to use a gun. But, well, it doesn't seem to be shooting bullets, said Gypsy Dave, as a piece of it splattered against the wing. No, it sure doesn't. What is it?
Ew, said Dan, it's dog poop. Hurry, Baby Pee-wee.
Baby Pee-wee pushed the glider faster and faster. Boom, boom, boom. The dog poop was hitting him. He didn't have another thunderbolt he could use. His magic sword was already occupied as the glider. And Dan said, wait a minute, I'll show her. I've got my slingshot here. And he picked up a little piece of the dog poop and whap, smack. He smacked Dusta Busta right in the eye. Ah, she said, that's so disgusting. And she flew off. Not in the eye. She flew off and she was gone. Baby Pee-wee, Gypsy Dave, and Dan landed in the backyard. Oh, brother, said Gypsy Dave. That was more of an adventure than I hoped to have this beautiful spring morning. Me too, said Dan, but it sure has given me a powerful appetite. Oh, boys, said Roby, how about some nice grits and bacon and eggs and tea? Great, said Baby Pee-wee, that's just what we want. So they went in and sat around the table and talked about their adventure. They ate the grits, eggs, bacon, and toast, and drank the tea and that. End of the story.